Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and Jack. We're back ready to rock the post-Super Bowl party. Yeah, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
Action Jackson, how you doing?
I'm Eli Manning. I'm taking over for Jack. I'm really excited to be on the podcast. I'm really emotional right now.
Oh, man. If those don't know what we're talking about...
I can't stop. I'm so excited. I think I wet my pants. I've never shown this much emotion.
There's a great Vine, and we'll post a link in the posts for this at jayandjack.com.
That's good. I like to see myself.
Of Eli Manning's or your response to Peyton winning two Super Bowl.
Well, I was really happy for my brother. You know, he's come a long way. And for him to win was exciting.
Oh.
So I couldn't hold back. I had to show the emotion.
We are here post the Broncos winning the Super Bowl. Kudos to the Broncos for
which I did pick on Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. I had the trifecta there. I picked the Broncos to win outright, picked them getting +6, and I picked the under. So if I would have been in Vegas, I could have won some cash.
That's the Glatfelter way, right? If I would have been in Vegas, I would have had a lot of money.
Exactly. And I also had my fourth pick, crappy halftime show. So I had that. I would have won millions on that one, because I probably would have been the only one that picked that one. Who didn't see that coming?
Yeah, there's a great Onion headline that said, unfortunate occurrence, the halftime show actually had good audio, so you could hear how Coldplay actually sounds, or something like that. That was a long way to explain it.
Actually, I used the halftime show to get rid of my OIC.
Your OIC?
OIC.
OIC.
It was one of the commercials.
Oh, was that like one of the irritable bowel commercials or something?
Yeah,
or
it was the clogged one, so I said.
There was a lot of like poop talk on the commercials.
Basically, most of the commercials were stinkers. So.
Yeah, it was a kind of a clinker of commercial season.
People are saying we're putting too much into it, and they're just bad. It was just other than the Kevin Hart one was pretty good.
But
that one
they were showing like a week in advance. Yeah, so it kind of takes away the specialness of it.
Yeah, I was already laughing at that like last week. That and I like the what's his name. Oh, the sock puppet.
Oh, the Christopher Walken one?
Christopher Walken was pretty good. I like the Dorito one with the sonogram.
That was good. My favorite was the, it was kind of weird, but the Kiss from a Rose Super Bowl Babies one that the NFL did. I thought that was pretty funny.
That was just depressing because, you know, obviously no kids were born in San Diego during that time. So a lot of divorces, I think, but no Super Bowl Babies. 95 was a bad year for babies in San Diego. 9 months. So it had been what?
They saw a reduction.
October? Like, nope, sorry.
Oh, man.
All the baby doctors went out of business because there was no babies being born.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was a pretty cool.
That was pretty good. The baby's screaming and crying.
But, yeah, just the commercials. Kind of. They had the puppy monkey baby.
That was scary.
Yeah. But I guess it worked because everybody's talking about that ad.
Yeah, that's what I think you need to go for. It's like last year what was the ad they had last year?
Everything started dancing, like the dog and the
yeah. I mean, you have the one where the dogs were running to the ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, the wiener dogs and that was cute.
But that was kind of weird. It's like okay.
What about the sheep singing "Somebody to Love"?
That was all right. I liked it.
But you know what? I kind of missed it. There was no like emotional Clydesdale commercial.
No.
That
was left out.
At least last year it was just a lot of like tearjerker, you know, thing with like dead kids and absentee fathers.
I forgot about the dead kid one. That was a great one.
So, I mean, at least there was nothing like that this year. But on the same token, just some of the best commercials I thought were already released before, like the Apartments commercial with Jeff Goldblum. thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Like the Kevin Hart one was probably the funniest, but it was already out.
Yeah, so again, it kind of loses its.
Your mom hadn't seen it. I said, "Oh, watch this one. You'll like it."
Some good trailers in it. The Iron Man. I'm sorry, the Civil War Captain America trailer looks awesome.
Yeah,
but again, you haven't seen any of those movies, so
I haven't. No, it's like every TV show now. It's every movie. Come on.
Did you see that they're doing a Rush Hour TV show? That was another trailer that I saw.
What?
Rush Hour from like the TV show, the movie with from Chris Tucker and
them.
It's not them. It's new actors.
Rush Hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
So instead of Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, it's two other guys.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Not gonna lie.
I'll have to wait and see if it. I don't see it being a hit.
Yeah.
Part of the fun of Rush Hour, at least the first couple, was the chemistry between Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Third one, okay, we need to stop.
in most cases, that's how it goes for comedies.
Yeah, sometimes it's just stop at the first one.
But actually, thinking about that, has there ever been a fantastic third comedy? Like in third in the trilogy?
Because
there's been sequels that have been really funny. Like, I would say...
Hangover. Hangover 2, I thought, was just as funny as the first one. Well,
it was just as funny.
But
it was funny.
But it was funny. Third one was like, what am I doing here?
I think Spy Who Shagged Me, the second Austin Powers, could be arguably better than the first one.
Right. Well, there were three of those, right?
Yeah, I mean, the third one was okay, but again, it was kind of... It repeated a lot of the gags.
But it was still funny.
Yeah.
I didn't feel cheated.
Sure.
Comedies are tough because it's hard to... It's once you've got the premise down, it's hard to recapture the magic. You like Caddyshack and then Caddyshack 2.
Caddyshack 2, big pile of crap.
Yeah, Slapshot, Slapshot 2.
Does that even count? Because that was done like 30 years after the first movie.
Yeah, but it still was bad.
I know.
At least get people that can skate. No, I can't. Off the top of my head, I can't think of anything that's...
Yeah, maybe the people at home can comment in if there is a comedy that was good into the third movie.
Well, like some of those scary movies, like the second one wasn't very good, I don't think, but some of them later ons were better than... The first one was really good.
Yeah.
Then they had some
plankers. Well, the third one, they switched to the people that did Airplane and stuff like that. What's those two brothers?
Zucker Brothers. Suckers.
Yeah.
Zucker?
I think the Zucker Brothers, yeah. So you know that it is similar type humor but different in that it kind of went back to the whole Airplane or
Surely You Can't Be Serious.
Yeah, what's the I mean they have a whole bunch of movies. A lot with Leslie Nielsen.
Yes.
But yeah. Today
Police Squad.
The movie Naked Gun, right?
Yes. Yeah. Cover Me and he throws a blanket over him.
I'm glad I can record tonight. The wonderful Colleen let me record on her birthday. So
yeah, I was shocked. Your mom was shocked too. I said, "They're married now and have a kid." I said, "What's the big deal?"
But want to send a special thank you and happy birthday to the wonderful Colleen. She's 32. That's
32.
Yeah, that's old, but she looks just as beautiful as the day I met her.
Good save there.
But I didn't realize it though. We were out to we had like a little kind of meet and greet with not meet and greet, but just hanging out with Zach's godfather Cole and his family on Saturday, and we were having drinks, and Colleen said, "Oh, it's my 32nd birthday," and I was like, "Wow, 32!" Like it didn't hit me yet that she was going to be 32, so that kind of threw me off. Because I'm still 30, so you know I'm.
Yeah, it still shocked you.
Yeah,
because it does sound. It's like I keep forgetting I'm 53. I keep going because I was reffing the other day, and so when the kids says I'm well, how old are you? I go 52. He goes, well, that's not. I go, oh wait a minute, hold on, 53. I keep forgetting I'm 50. I keep forgetting it. Just I've reached that age where you just forget your age. It's not where I, it's like some people say I'm 29.
Yeah.
My mom's been saying that for 100 years. Well, okay.
Yeah, at this point, it's like that joke is kind of overdone. It's like when people say, hey, I'm 29. I'm like, ha, 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 shut up.
It's like, mom, didn't age well if you're just 29.
I'm sure that goes over well.
It does. But like, you see, Christie Brinkley's 62. She just turned 62. And you look at her and go, she's maybe 40. Really? If she, but she's with John Cougar Mellencamp now. Or is it just John Mellencamp now? Whatever his name is.
Wait, wait. She's with John Mellencamp?
Yeah. And he looks like he's 900.
Yeah.
He's like really old looking. He looks old. I mean, I know he's older than me, but he looks a lot older than
me. So here's my thing. Okay, so she's with John Mellencamp now. Yeah. She's with Billy Joel, average looking guy. I feel like we have a chance.
Yeah, I
think
so.
I feel like if we're basing it on her selection of men.
Well, if I pretended to be a rock star.
Well, Billy Joel's bald. You're bald. Yeah. I feel like, you know.
I think I look younger than John Mellencamp.
I mean, good chance. With a dude, hat, definitely.
Well, the dude looked old. I mean, well, I saw him in this. Of course, she looks good, and he looks. I mean, there's no way you'd sit there and go, she's 62.
Well, we met, not met, but we're, Colleen and I on our honeymoon was John Mellencamp, and he was still with Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan.
And Meg Ryan didn't look too well, unfortunately, but.
No. Well, had some plastic surgery that didn't take.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough to be a woman and trying to keep that youthful, because just men, you know, they get distinguished as they get older, and, you know, unfortunately, the media makes older women seem whatever.
It's true. It's wrong, and that's just the way it is, but.
But you look a bit like Helen Mirren. Gorgeous.
Yeah, she looked great yesterday.
Yeah. I thought that was a pretty good ad. I thought
That was a pretty effective ad.
Absolutely.
I don't know if it's going to work, but I thought it was, you know, I guess.
I wasn't going to drive, nor was intending to drunk and drive, but I was definitely like, all right, I got to make sure I don't drink and drive, because Helen just like, you know.
She called you out.
She called everybody out. She's like, don't even think about it.
Don't be a wanker. I don't know if she used wanker, but I just love when the British use that term. I wish
is that
it was
like one of those curse words, like here doesn't mean anything, but over there it's like really bad?
Yeah, it probably does, because I wish it was in America. But you know what? I keep forgetting. I'm 54% Irish and I can use that term.
So do you get to get a passport, a British passport? Because I feel like that would come in handy.
Yeah, I think I should be but they get taxed a lot. I don't know if I want to be dual citizenship there.
I don't think you get taxed if you live there. I don't know if you have the pass. Because my boss on my team, he... is from Britain, but he became a U.S. citizen. But he has both passports, and his kids actually get to have both passports because he's
British.
I
wonder if I can, because my great grandmother was born in England. That I know. So, I wonder if I get grandfathered in or something like that.
Yeah, you should ask.
I don't want it to hurt my chance for running for president, though.
Hey, it's Ted Cruz is running. He's Canadian, so I feel like you can get by probably. Not to get too political, but did you see the
that is debates? So funny. Well, I was going to put a joke on Twitter because I don't know if you noticed the introduction of the top 50, the MVP, the 49 MVPs of the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Previous Super Bowls. A lot of them didn't go to the yellow spot.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, we know who the Republicans are. But I didn't want to do that because it's just too hard. I don't know if it would translate on Twitter, but that was my first thought. I go, all right, he didn't go. Okay, he didn't go. I did think it was appalling that they booed Tom Brady. I'm not a big Tom Brady fan, but I respect his game. And
well, they said
on.
It was predominantly Broncos fans there, so that kind of works out because Broncos fans are kind of jerks.
I get it, but and Carolina fans also are jerks. So
yeah,
that I've run into. I did have someone today. I'm walking through. I don't know what it is. I'm wearing my Charger sweatshirt, and I had a Padre hat on. SD.
Yeah.
Guy goes, oh, I'm so sorry about your team. I go, my team? Losing yesterday. I go, my team? I go, what? And he goes, Panthers. I go, I got a lightning bolt. It is blue.
But they have kind of a similar powder blue, like light blue.
I guess.
So at glance, maybe.
But it's not a jet. It's not a panther. It's a lightning bolt.
I know. But if he doesn't know what football is, he's just kind of like, I think they're that color.
SD, I go, no, I'm a Charger fan. Oh, okay. This is in Lowe's. I go, why are you even talking to me? Leave me alone.
Yeah,
it's probably one of those guys who went, hey, we're going to redo your house for free. And I just said, go to hell.
Oh, yeah. Those ones are always fun. It's like, yeah.
Leave me alone.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Stop with you.
So we yesterday, Zach had a birthday party to go to for one of our friends that have kids had a party at this it's like Jumping JoJo's or something like that, like a big place with a bunch of jumpy things.
Jumping, and it's called Jumping JoJo's.
I think Jumping Joe's or Jumparoos or something. It's like a kangaroo. But it's just like a big room with a bunch of inflatable bouncy houses and slides.
That are all smelly and sweaty because they never wipe them down and stuff.
I think they have to now because you can get like staph infection if they don't clean those things.
Yeah, I'm sure they clean them. I'm sure they do. I'm sure
it looked fairly clean, but I don't like going into a place where you have to sign a waiver to go into the place. I was like, how good is this if you want to sign me, make me sign away all my rights? But
do you have wax paper I can put on each slide? just in case.
You know those latex gloves? Do you have one just for my whole body?
Yeah.
That I can just put on?
Yeah. Not that you don't clean properly, but okay, I work with today's youth. There is no way those are being clean.
So,
can you imagine Warm Taffy in charge of that?
Yeah. But the problem there is, like, if somebody catches something, that place is out of business. So there's, like, I think there's an imperative, you know.
Well, don't you have to prove it came from that area?
Yeah, because then the thing with, like, you know, infections or bacteria, they can do swabs to prove it came from somewhere.
Say, hey, I don't know, it might have been happened today and you just happened to catch it. Anyway.
In the court of law.
You signed a waiver, Steve Avery. Sorry.
And that's why I go like, yeah, waiver, schmaver. I'm getting my money. But anyway, so it was Super Bowl Sunday. I always wear my Chargers jersey on Super Bowl Sunday just to be that ironic and sad. And so you guys got Zach that Chargers jersey before he was born.
Yeah.
But it's a 3T, so I was like, well, maybe it'll fit, maybe not. But, you know, might as well teach him young that Super Bowl Sundays is a miserable affair. And so we both had the jerseys on.
That's why I say that. The NFL should build a stadium in San Diego.
Yeah.
Have the Super Bowl there every year. It'd be a neutral site. The weather would be great. The field would be in better shape than it was yesterday at Levi Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, carry on.
No, so it was funny. We were there, and there's a whole bunch of Panthers jerseys, and people are like, why are you wearing Chargers jerseys? Like, well, when you support your team, you support your team. We're not a bandwagon. There are probably like half of you people in this building.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
There's another guy wearing a Seahawks jersey. So, you know, that's what you do on the Super Bowl. You wear a jersey.
Oh, must be rough being a Seahawk fan.
I know, right? But, yeah, so then on Saturday, we were going to go to this Notazian place, like a music museum, with Cole and his family. But, you know, when the dads try and organize something, and I don't want to knock dads. I think dads, you know, are parents, too, and I think I don't like the whole... you know, saying dads are idiots and shouldn't be parents. But I think, you know, dads are just good parents. But in this case, it kind of proved true where, you know, Cole and I are like, oh, we need to get together. We haven't, you know, haven't seen each other since the birthday party. So you should see Zach. He's gotten so much bigger. So let's go hang out. And so let's do Notazium. It's great. And blah, blah, blah. So I get there and it's in Durham. So it's about 30-something minutes away from where Cole is, about 30 minutes from where we live. Get there and realize it's closed for a birthday party. And I was like, damn it.
Now, you know who would have checked to see if it was open?
My wife would have checked to see if it
was
open.
No, I would have.
I know. But it's just like, I didn't even think. It's like it's a child's museum. Why would it be all closed for a birthday? But
you're like the people that show up at our rink. You're not open right now?
But that, no, I get that. No,
we're just waiting for you. Come on over.
But, and I was just like, God dang it. Oh, man. I'm such an idiot. Why didn't I look ahead?
Oh, you're not an idiot. You just don't think.
And then you know, Colleen was very gracious, but she did say, well, yeah, you probably should have checked. I was like, I know. Dang it.
Because today, it is so hard today because you don't have things like the internet. You don't have an Apple Watch. Your phone can't tell you. I mean,
in fairness to me.
It is tough today to find out if somebody is open or not.
Hold on. On Google Maps now, like, it'll show you hours of operations and if it's open or closed. So,
right.
Like, if you put it in the directions, it'll say, this place might be closed when you get there. So, it didn't have that. Hours and everything were normal on the Google Maps. But I guess it was a private party that just paid to have the whole place to themselves.
You got to be careful with these. You have to go straight because we have a lot of times where Yelp or some of these other places have our hours on there. And they're wrong. So people will come in screaming at you. I go, well, what site did you use? At first, I did. I go, I'm on my our site. It doesn't say that.
Yeah.
They go, well, I used your other site. I go, we only have one site.
Yeah.
I go, that's Yelp.
Yeah.
That's not us. They're wrong.
And again, this was not the case of me going to Yelp. It's like, it's my own fault. Should have looked.
I did do that once, probably a year ago. I checked the movies. We're going to see a movie. I go, okay, yeah, it's playing at like 3:30. It's such and such. I go, let's go. So we get down there. I go, says not till 5. I go, and I was getting mad.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, let's just do another movie. And I got home. I went on the site again. It was a New York site. New York Theater, North Hills, New York, whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went, oh, I'm glad I didn't raise glad I didn't make a scene because I was mad. I was like, ticks me off that I went there on the site and I see another movie.
But so I was like, oh, what are we going to do? Because this is like not in like the most not kid friendly, but there's not like going to a place where kids can go have fun. There's not a lot of places like that.
What time was this?
It was like 3:30 on a Saturday.
I was probably driving by there. I had a game in Hillsborough at 3:45.
No, it was it's off of 15501 is where it was at.
Yeah.
So I was like, crap, what are we going to do? So then I look across the way and there's this Chuck E. Cheese sitting on top of this mountain. So I was like, yeah, we can go to Chuck E. Cheese, but it's a Chuck E. Cheese in Durham. It's not the nicest area. So this could be a bad thing. But what else are we going to do? We're going to go to this Chuck E. Cheese. And I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese since I was a kid. I haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in forever.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been to Chuck E. Cheese.
So we went to this Chuck E. Cheese, and it's essentially like a gambling hall for children. now, I remember I went a lot as a kid. There's, you know, the arcade, and you play the coins, you try to get the tickets.
Tickets, yeah.
But it is almost like all about the gambling now, because they, you know, when you go to a casino, they have the little plastic cups with your coins in it.
Right.
They have that now at Chuck E. Cheese, like a little plastic cup with coins in it. And you go in and you get.
Well, it was Woo there?
I don't know why.
Remember Woo? That's how he learned how to do that game, from going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, that's right. That's right. Ski ball, right, or something?
Ski ball, yeah.
That's Colleen said that. I didn't even.
I guess all that ski ball paid off at Chuck E. Cheese.
But it was all these little kids with like little cups of coins, you know, going around just playing, just trying to win.
Were they going around little rascals, and were they smoking?
Pretty much.
Did they have like oxygen tanks?
And it wasn't that big, but I was just like, God, this is really crappy. Like it's had to have gotten worse since I was a kid, because it was like that was the place to be, you know, that it was.
Well, there were rides, there was games, there was
yeah,
stuff.
It was small. This was pretty small, so it must be a smaller one. But I just remember having this big dinner hall, and then it had the animatronic people, and then it had like the arcade area, then like the ball pit, and then the rides. This was a much smaller scale, but it's just the tickets, like to actually get a ticket, like we were getting one and two tickets per game. I was like, God, this is hard. And then they have the same gambling machines that they have in Vegas, where, you know, you put the coin in and then like lands on a thing and they try to push the coins over the ledge.
Yeah. The thing that you sit there and go, yeah, just one quarter, I should win like $1 million. And so it never falls.
That's where we won the most tickets. Like, Zach walked by and he wanted to play it. So I was like, all right, we can do that. So he liked it because you just pick up the coins and put them in the little slot and it shoots up. And he actually did pretty good. We won like 100 tickets on that because it was like enough suckers put in their coins to where it was like actually on the edge of all falling down.
You got it right at the right time.
Yeah, at the right time, yeah. So Zach won a lot of tickets. But then we go to the thing and then like we had 150 tickets and all it could get us was this itty bitty little shark, like the size of a half dollar. It was like, I was like, really? Like the coins, it's like $10 for 30 and $20 for 80. Like we probably put in $8 worth of coins just to get the 100 things, 100 tickets. And I was like, geez Louise, this is a racket.
And so then, we're in the wrong business, is what you're saying.
I guess. Zach loved it. No, don't get me wrong. He loved it. He loved putting the quarters in the things, and he likes ski ball. So
everyone loves it when you don't, because we did that. We tried doing Zach. He wanted to do ski ball when we took him to somewhere one time.
Yeah.
He couldn't roll the ball. I mean,
he still can. He just kind of
chucks it. But he likes to throw the ball, and he throws with both hands.
Yeah, he
throws
does.
Both left and right-handed, and he does both well.
Yeah, he's amphibious.
So he can't. I don't think it's amphibious.
I know it's ambidextrous. It was a joke.
So I don't. Ambidextrous.
You can both hands.
Yeah. 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 That's right. Not the other one.
What? What?
You said amphibious.
I know it's a joke. There was a basketball player for NC State, and when
that's
they asked
right.
him
that's right. I forgot
how he could
that.
You know do so with both hands. Like, well, I'm amphibious.
Yeah. That's why he couldn't go to Duke. Anyway. I'm kidding.
Well, he wouldn't even answer the question if he went to UNC, so.
No, someone would have answered it for him.
Yeah. So no, it was fun. It was a good time.
So you had fun.
Yeah, we were like, because this was just, it was madness. Like every table was reserved for birthday parties. It was crazy. We're like, oh, but they have beer here now. At least we can get a beer. So, you know, it makes sense.
Did Zach enjoy his beer?
No, but you know, for the parents, they're there in this madness. Like, how am I gonna, you know, get through this? So let's have a beer. And so we get up and like everybody wants, you know, all the adults want a beer. So I'm like, all right, I'll buy the round for everybody.
Holy crap. Fall on your head or something?
So we get up and it's like, hey, can we get, they only had like Bud Light and Budweiser, so it wasn't even that great a selection.
So Peyton Manning would have been happy.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm going to go celebrate with some Budweiser. What do you think about it, Eli?
Okay. Budweiser would be good for me, I guess.
We get up to the thing and they're out of beer. And it's like, no!
How could it be in the afternoon?
Yeah, it was like 4. I was like, I felt bad for like all the Chuck E. Cheese employees. Could you see it on their faces? It was a rough day for them. Like it was packed in there. It was like every birthday was there. But either way, we had fun. But it was definitely
beer, man.
Yeah,
all you care about is having a beer.
Well, you know, at least it'll pass the time a little bit.
I'm thinking you knew ahead of time that they didn't have any beer.
I didn't even know they had beer to begin with. And
I'll buy the beer. Oh, you're out of beer?
No.
I was going to buy? Oh, man.
No, it was just like...
next round's on me.
Cole's wife was like, I think they have beer there. And the client's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, awesome. So this won't be so horrible. And then it didn't turn out to work out that way. So
It happens.
But either way, it was a good weekend with young Zachary.
You know what I forgot? We didn't do Super Bowl squares this year.
Oh, yeah.
It's like after the first quarter, I went, hey, we didn't do Super Bowl squares. Your mom goes, where have you been? We've been talking about this already. I go, was I there during the conversation? Was I there?
Well, you're getting old now. You're probably forgetting things.
I did get rocked pretty good reffing the other day, and I smacked my head up against the thing. I might have been concussed, but I got up.
Did you pass the NFL's concussion protocol?
I didn't even bother. I'm old school. I just got up. I got up. It was funny because I got up and I fell so hard. I was trying to get out of the way and I go, oh, crap, they're going to hit me. And the kid checked the kid, drove him into me, and I broke both their. I broke and I hit the back of the. In between the penalty box, there's a pad there. My head hit back on the pad and I fell to the ice. I go, all right, get back. Because there's. At Hillsborough, there's normally like 5 people there watching the game. Well, there were like 100 Duke fans there. Watching the game because Duke was playing UNC, so I go. I can remember. I know they're screaming because I'm laying. You know, it's okay for a referee who's human to be mortally wounded on the ground. It doesn't matter because, you know, it's just something you cheer for. So I jump up right away and UNC is offsides and it's my call. So I blow the whistle. My pee got wedged into the pee that's in the whistle.
Can you clarify the pee?
The pee, the little circular pee that's in the whistle, got stuck in the little hole that vibrates on.
Wait, this isn't a married man, is it?
No, it's not. So I'm going. So I'm blowing on my whistle. Nothing. I go, offside, offside.
And no pee was coming out.
No pee was coming out. So I had to blow on the other end, push the pee back, and then blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Offside. Everyone goes, why'd you wait? I go, well, my pee was stuck. Which everyone kind of laughed about. It was like that. So that
we're all first graders. That's what we've learned from this.
So basically, I'm dropping the puck, and I'm really not sure. I'm dizzy. I'm really kind of go, I should probably get off the ice, but I go, all right, there's 10 minutes left in this game. It's a close game. I'm gonna finish it. I'm gonna gut it out. I'm gonna man up. I'm old school.
They say that's part of the problem, right? Is, you know, they won't really know who's getting concussed because they'll just say, I'm fine, and go back in.
Yeah, I probably had 100 of them in my life. So, because that's just the way it was. You just get up and rub dirt on it. That's the way we were brought up. You just rub dirt on it. You know, the NFL and our parents all lied to us. Hey, you're all right. Get up. You're okay. Get up. Get up!
Who am I? You're fine.
You're fine. Get
Where
up.
Am
How many
I?
Fingers. I don't know. I paid $18 for you to play in this little league. You're going to get up. So anyway, I'm standing there, and I come to
Mommy,
the other side.
I feel woozy.
So the guys in the Duke thing are talking to me. You know, there was two players that didn't suit up, and they're talking to me. I go, you know, I think you guys are asking me questions. And I go, but right now I can't understand anything.
Dang,
I'm just. It was kind of like it's Charlie Brown's teacher. I go, but I appreciate your concern. And then finally, I started coming out of it a little bit.
Yeah,
and. Of course, then the game goes to overtime, so I'm out there even longer. But I drove home, felt pretty good driving home. But then it was like 3 a.m, I got home, and I'm like going, I don't feel too good. So I went and watched TV in my bed on the computer for about a couple hours and finally fell asleep. But I was dizzy. I'm a little dizzy today, but I'm coming out of it. I'm feeling good today.
I'm pretty sure you got a concussion.
It was probably. I kept going, I'm concussed. I'm concussed. Every time your mom would say something, I go, oh, you can't yell at me. I'm concussed. You're making the loud noises are hurting my ears. You can't do that.
Oh, brother.
But I probably should have gotten off the ice.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm 53. Is one more going to hurt me?
I could.
The worst part was the whistle. I'm like going, and I go, offside. Trying to blow the whistle and the pee stuck. Anyway, that was fun times. Good times, good times. And then your mom goes, How long you keep doing this? You keep getting hurt. I go, well, and I knew something bad was going to happen because I'd gotten like 5 games without even a puck even touching me. And then I get hit with a puck earlier in the game. The UNC is down a man, so they're trying to clear the puck. Guy just takes the puck and fires it up the boards and hits me. It bounces off me and goes right back into the zone, and Duke gets the puck. Luckily, they didn't score. So there's an older gentleman that's coaching Duke, and you know I'm at UNC, and he's older. He's probably like 90, and he comes up to me at third period. We're sitting there waiting for the ice to freeze, and this one ref that rests with me goes, you know, I see this guy skate away. He's always got advice. He's always telling me what I'm doing wrong. He's never said anything to me. He goes, you know, next time we're down a man, you have to get out of the way. I go, when your guy hit me with the puck, you have to anticipate. I go. All right, so the guy's shooting the puck 80 miles an hour, doesn't keep his head up, and shoots the puck into me. It's my fault? I go, he has 84 and a half inches of ice, because that's how wide the rink is, 85 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
He has 84 and a half inches to go, and me, in my little 6-inch area there, and it's my fault.
It's not his fault, so it has to be
He goes, you should step outside the boards. I go, so if I step outside away from the boards and he hits me, I'm away from the boards. You're going to say, it's okay, I told him to do that. I go, you do know the safest place for me is up against the boards. I go, what if I step out and some guy comes flying the other way and takes me out?
Yeah.
I go, I would agree with you. If I felt I was wrong, I'd be the first one to say, yeah, that was on me. I go, he had his head down. Rule number one, you always have your head up. He could have skated with the puck. He goes, yeah. I go, so it's his fault. He goes, well, yeah. So I put it back in his place. Don't argue with me. But we all
I'm a
got
master
hit that,
debater.
We all got hit in that game. It was like you couldn't dodge the puck.
That happened.
Anyway, so Super Bowl, going back to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga.
I thought she did a fantastic job.
Best one ever, or still going with Whitney?
It's hard to say better than Whitney Houston, right? Because that's legendary.
Right.
But is it because it's just like, well, we've always thought it was the best, so how can you say anything else could be the best? But I think she's put herself into the argument of possibly the best. I thought she did a fantastic job.
What I liked about it is she just didn't face one direction. She kept turning to both sides of the crowd.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that before. I've never seen anyone doing the anthem. I'm sure it's happened, but I've never seen anyone do the national anthem looking at all the directions of the crowd.
Yeah.
I thought she was fantastic.
Yeah, she did. And what I liked is it's a really tough song to sing. So she went on, she started kind of she actually started in her higher registers, then she went to the lower registers. So she like managed her voice really well throughout it. It's not an easy song to sing, and I thought she did a really good job singing it. The presence I thought was really good. She was refined by her standards in terms of like, you know, her appearance.
I think she's changed. She's not doing the shtick anymore. She's doing.
Yeah.
She's letting her voice, her talent.
Yeah.
Do the speaking for her, which is, I think, she's got an amazing voice. I mean, she's just.
Yeah.
an amazing singer.
And she is. Colleen and I saw her a few years ago. She put on a great show. Gaga put on a great show.
I call it, her close friends call her Ga.
Ga? Hey, Ga. Hey, Ga. But no, I yeah, that was good. When you're getting this kind of little tears in your eyes, you know, and like you're getting that emotion of, you know, yeah, proud to be an American.
Yeah.
And to me, that's when, if you're singing the national anthem at its best, that's what you kind of get that emotion out of people. It's like, yeah, well, America.
Your mom was listening to an interview with her just before I came in to record, and they were talking about her, was, you know, beforehand, and she goes, oh, it's such an honor. I've always wanted to do it, and how could you not? And she's talking about the whole history behind the song, and it's like going, yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't just she wanted to do it because it was something, you know, special.
Yeah.
To do. So I just have more respect for her now than ever, because she just amazing. It was just, I thought it was just amazing. She's pounding her chest, and yeah, you know, just, it was just great. I thought she did a fantastic job.
Yeah, it was really. And then, you know, we've been in like holiday bowls where the planes fly over, and I thought that was a great shot, like as the Blue Angels that, fly over, and
that is the coolest. If you've ever have a chance, that is the coolest thing. Except now it's commonplace, so you know it's. I mean, the first time it ever happened, I think I wet my pants, because remember, it was so loud. It was like,
well, they flew low too. Like it was lower than those planes. Like it was like right on the stadium.
And remember, it's Qualcomm, where cement falls all the time. There are pieces of the stadium will, and I'm not making this up. Pieces of the stadium do fall at different times. And pieces do. There are chunks of stadiums that do fall. That,
yeah,
at Qualcomm that fall out. But so, yeah, it's just a. They bring the large American flag out, and they're singing. And we have the skydivers come in,
mm-hmm,
and bring the football, the game ball in.
But yeah.
I just, it was, that was amazing. The game.
Two great defensive game. Like, I thought both defenses played a good game. Like, if you like defense, I thought it was a good game.
Well, I said on Sports Talk, I said, Denver will win this because of their defense. And I said, the thing that's going to hurt Carolina is it's a diff playing in the Super Bowl is a different beast. I don't care. I don't know how you can prepare yourself for that game. It's a tough game because there's so much riding on it.
Yeah,
and they did have a call. The first where they Crotchery caught that. It sure
that,
looked like
that was a catch.
That looked like a catch to me. They got to figure this thing out. It can't be
like when Mike Carey is. I respect him as a referee. When he's like, yeah, that's a catch. Pretty clear catch. And then they like what?
Yeah.
And that cost him, you know, a timeout, and then the next one that he used would be all of his challenges. So, and then that led to the touchdown that they got.
It was a stupid challenge though on the sack. He should have just. It wasn't that much of. He was gaining like 6 yards, and he I think if you challenge and you win, you don't lose a challenge. Why do you lose a challenge if I win? Why do
yeah,
I lose
I
challenge?
Agree.
If I win,
it's
if I lose a challenge,
rule.
Okay, yeah, that's on me.
Yeah,
but I thought it was a cat. They need to clear this up. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, it never touched the ground.
I looked at different. He had control of it.
Even when he was landing on his back, he still had control. Like he knew he picked it up to make sure it didn't touch the ground.
I've seen this. I watched a lot of football this year. I've seen where the ball is skidding on the ground, but the guy has control of it, and they still rule it a catch.
Yeah,
that's something that shouldn't be subject to opinion. It's either a catch or it's not.
Yeah, no, I agree. What do you make of all of the backlash on Cam after this?
I saw people defending him. I saw Cole defend him. I've seen other people defend him. I've seen the whole interview, and I know that he's saying he heard the Broncos talking. I'm gonna say he handled it poorly.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's saying he handled that well. I think even people are like defending him said, he didn't handle it well.
I know he did congratulate Peyton Manning after the game. He obviously didn't want to talk to the press, and I'm one that says if someone doesn't want to talk to the press,
they shouldn't have to talk to the
press. Okay, people are trying to compare him to Marshawn Lynch, and I said no, Marshawn Lynch didn't talk to the press whether he didn't want to talk to him, whether winning or losing.
Yeah.
If Cam had won that game, we would have seen his that big smile of his.
Sure,
and
he, yeah.
Because we both defended him before the game about his, you know, people didn't like his stuff he does, you know, after he scores a touchdown or all that whole dance and what. I don't care. Have fun. It's a fun game.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to talk to the press, don't talk to the press. I'd rather have that than a guy just sit there sulking and pouting and not. But here's my argument against the people that are supporting him.
Uh-huh.
He gets commercial endorsements by using the press. By the stuff he does and getting himself on ESPN and doing so, he gets a lot of commercial endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're going to use the press that way, then you have to be better than what he was. And people are saying, well, he just lost the biggest game of his life. Colin Cowherd played Russell Wilson's response after he lost the Super Bowl last year, which was more devastating for Russell Wilson because it was his fault.
Yeah.
He threw the pass that caught it. They should have won. I mean, even though he's won a Super Bowl before, he lost a game that he should have won. And I don't care.
We'd be talking about Brady in a completely different way.
Exactly. It was
completely different.
Completely different thing. Everything swung around, and he played both clips.
Brady would have been, he hasn't been able to win since Spygate.
Yeah, Spygate. Spygate. And all.
And even then, you'd argue those ones were won because of Vinatieri's toe.
Vinatieri's toe and just stupid plays by the Panthers when they squib kicked the ball out of bounds. You know, he got lucky and all this different stuff. And now you have, you know, but Russell Wilson said, yeah, it was my fault. I should have made that play. Yeah. You know, you learn from it, you go on. But Russell Wilson handled it professionally, whereas Cam Newton was just like.
Yeah, I agree. He didn't handle it professionally. But at the same time, I look at Cam Newton, he's an emotional guy. He wears his heart on his sleeve. And that's what you're going to get. He's high for the super highs and the super lows. Like, it's just.
But
he's not a Peyton Manning. He's not that guy.
You have to do a better job than that because.
No, I agree.
Say, God forbid something happens.
Yeah.
And he can't play football again. What are you going to remember Cam Newton for? That.
I don't know if they will
because people, because it's all over the internet. And you won't remember him for being that great player that he is. He had a bad game. But unfortunately, he was going against a defense.
He had a bad guy. Like, he had the same game that every quarterback had against the Denver Broncos.
He had a bad game.
Like if you look at Tom Brady,
nobody
looked like they were having fun against the Broncos this year.
No, because Denver's defense was just killing him.
Yeah, the face that Cam had, I was like, that's the same face that Brady's had.
He didn't go for the fumble. It was sitting there. He could have fallen on the ball. There was a couple
and
things
that I don't mind. Like looking at it, and again, not just to be a contrarian, because I listened to Mike and Mike this morning, and Golic was like very hard. I was like, I mean, looking at it, I almost, again, if I was him, I would see the ball was going to bounce out, so he would come in and get it once it bounced back out.
But you got to get that ball.
I agree, but I'm saying it's a split second. The ball went out. He could be looking to see where the ball is coming so that he can get it.
New school versus old school. Golic and I were diving in that ball.
But you don't know unless you're in that moment, right? You don't know. You
I
don't know. It's easy to say.
I know I would have. I've done
the old school ways to say. Of course, I would have done it, but you weren't there in that moment in that conditions.
I've been there, not in Super Bowl, but I've been in games where.
But so is Cam. Like he's played after getting a car crash right after the thing. Like you can't challenge his heart for whatever.
I'm not
like,
challenging his heart. I'm saying he made a mistake. He should.
Sure, it's a mistake, but it's a split second. Mistakes happen.
He needs to get that ball.
I agree, but it's a split second thing. It's just it's a mistake. Mistakes
would
happen.
Would Rivers have dove for that ball?
Nine times out of ten, sure. But there's been some bonehead things that Rivers should.
Oh yeah,
have
done. Sure he has.
Talk about the fumble on Monday Night Football. Like there's a lot of stupid things.
Would Drew Brees have dove for that ball?
Yes, but you got to remember it's a mistake. Like it's not. People are talking about it from the sense that. He didn't want to win the game. He was already quitting.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying he made it. I'm saying he had a bad game. That's part of his bad game.
No, I agree. But I would also argue Peyton Manning had maybe a worse game, but he's a Super Bowl
champion.
But
Peyton Manning didn't have to have a good game.
That's true.
Actually, Peyton Manning started out great. Not great, but he started out good.
Yeah, he started out okay.
But when it was 3rd and 9 and they ran the ball with like 4 minutes left, I go, man, they have a lot of confidence in their defense because they're only up by 6 at that point. And they punted and... Of course, then Cam fumbled, and the rest is history. But they won that game. And people will say, oh, Peyton Manning. And that's why the quarterback winning Super Bowl argument is stupid.
I agree. Like, it almost validates that because – but, you know, I'm for me, either way, I was like, I like – the Panthers are a young team. I like Ron Rivera.
Crazy eyes.
You know, and Cam, love him or hate him. I think he gets a bad rap, and I think
between the two quarterbacks, the best quarterback on the field was Cam Newton.
I agree.
At this point in their careers, he's a great quarterback.
They're the top offense in the season. And you look at that game too for Cam. Like there was a lot of drop balls. He sailed a couple, but there were some
hands. He didn't have any time to throw.
So
I watched Denver all season. The two games against the Chargers, it wasn't the offense that beat the Chargers.
No.
It was the defense.
Every game it was the defense. Like I can't remember a game where the offense dominated. Never. But
I mean,
I will say this: I was happy for Peyton Manning. Like, for how many times was he the only thing that got that team in the playoff? He was the only thing.
Yeah. Well, he got them to the Super Bowl. A few players, but not like he, you know. But he was not the key player yesterday.
And I think it was about time that a team can carry him to a Super Bowl. You know, like. So
yeah,
I was fine with it. I'm not
a big Bronco fan, but I like Peyton Manning. I don't know why he just you know, he's always handled himself with class and, you know, stuff like that. So he did kiss Papa John, but that's okay. but if Cam Newton had to do it over again, I think he would have handled it better yesterday.
I think so too. I
get the disappointments because he may never get back. I know Patriots fans think, what's the big deal? You go back again. No.
You go to Super Bowl every year, right? That's
every year, yeah. It's every year you're in contention, right? There's, you know, and realistically, if you look at some of the best, you know, like the Bears of 85, they had the best defense in the world. They had a pretty good offense. I don't think they've been back to the Super Bowl. Well, yeah, they lost to Peyton Manning, but they haven't won a Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know what's going to happen.
No, absolutely.
It's free agency and, you know, injuries and what happens. And even though Cam Newton's an amazing talent, and you just never know.
Well, maybe they can get some actual real wide receivers over there. Because, like, if one of your wide receivers, your main wide receivers, is a return guy, like, I feel like it's... And Jericho Kotchery, who's, like, 87 years old.
He's got to be
like
old.
He was a senior in college when he was playing with Philip Rivers his freshman year. Like, it's, yeah. I don't think he's that old, but he's old.
He's old, but, they made a mistake on special teams. They fumbled too many times.
Yeah. And they were still in it until that last fumble. They still could have won that game.
Because their defense was so much better than the Denver Bronco offense. But the Denver defense, that was the best. I'm glad they gave it to Von Miller and not Peyton Manning.
There's no way you give it to Peyton Manning. Like, Von Miller. Miller and Ware. Like, Ware, he must have hit the fountain of youth. He was like...
Well, but their safeties, their secondary, their linebackers. It's like they were saying today. There's not a weakness on their defense.
No.
And then someone gets hurt, they just have so much depth. Now they're going to be in trouble because a lot of those guys, Von Miller's a free agent. He's not going to come cheap.
Yeah.
They have a lot of free agents, so we'll see what happens. But
yep.
It wasn't a great game.
Nah.
I didn't care one way or the other who won.
Neither did I.
I think Peyton Manning, people say, oh, he didn't announce his retirement. I go, oh, he didn't want to announce it on Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He wants his own day.
Yeah.
He'll announce it a week from now, something like that. He'll say, I'm done drinking. I've kissed my wife enough.
I stopped my week-long bender.
Why would he announce it at the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
because it also
takes away from like the rest of the team.
Yeah, again, takes away from, and I think that's part of it. I also think that, you know, if you're like Peyton Manning, you announce your retirement. You want that to be the story, not to be, you know, everything else. But I'm happy for him.
Yeah,
but again, going back to the quarterback has to win the Super Bowl to be considered great. Well, he just won the Super Bowl, and he's at this stage of his career is not great.
Yeah, you know, I kind of like it though. Like before the Super Bowl played out, like people were there was an article I think on Bleacher Report or somewhere. Like this has the makings of being very similar to Super Bowl V. I think it's V, the Colts versus Cowboys, which was historically one of the sloppiest Super Bowls. The defense has kind of played out. Unitas has already passed his prime through like an intercept, like two interceptions. I mean, throw a touchdown. But the Colts won the Super Bowl, and they said it was kind of, and it was a young up and coming team, the Cowboys. So they said, you know, could play out that way, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. It did play out that way.
Well, Unitas didn't step aside though. He played a few more years and went to the Chargers, and he probably should have retired.
Yeah,
I think Peyton Manning is wise enough, smart enough to know. And at this point, what do you have left to prove?
Yeah,
I think he's back. Having that second ring puts him back. I know Patriot fans aren't going to like this, but who's the best quarterback of all time? He has to be considered.
Well, yeah, because statistically now, I think he has just about every major statistics his.
And he's won with two different teams. He's won a Super Bowl with two different teams.
Two different teams.
Which
been
is
the Super
incredible.
Bowl four times.
Yeah.
And frankly, played on a was always good on just not good team. Like, I look at the Patriots. That's a team. That's a team that wins.
Yeah, I mean,
they
give know
Brady
how to...
a lot of credit, but that's a team that wins. For a lot of the Peyton game teams, it was the Peyton show. You know,
well, even when Peyton Manning threw an interception yesterday, the Bronco defense picked him up.
Yeah.
That's the key to winning. That's what I've said for thousands of years with the Chargers. If Rivers makes a mistake, oh well, that's a mistake that you shouldn't have made because they're going to go down and score. The other team, you can't. That the Patriots all the time. If Brady throws an interception, 9 times out of 10, they pick him up.
Yeah,
that's how championships are won.
Absolutely.
And Denver did that yesterday. It was just if Cam Newton made a mistake, well, they didn't always pick him up. They did slow him. They held him to field goals, but the offense just never got on track for the Panthers. I thought they did get hosed on that catch.
They did.
That could have changed things because it was the beginning of the game. Frustrating.
And that was the only touchdown until after the fumble,
right?
In the fourth quarter.
Yeah. So anyway, it was. I think they'll be back as Cam Newton. I think he's a fantastic player, great player. I just hope he learns a lesson from. You can't do that as the. If the quarterback's the leader, unfortunately, you like the limelight when you win. Well, unfortunately, you have to show it when you lose.
Yep. No, I agree. I agree.
Like I said, I don't hate him for it. Like I said, people make mistakes, and it did look bad, but. Like I said, I would go back to say, I don't want to hear what the losers have to say anyway. Right after the game, who cares?
Last part, we kind of talked about the halftime show. Did you like it at all? Any good parts? For me, I was like, bring Bruno Mars back for the whole thing. I thought he did.
Yeah, Bruno Mars was fantastic when he was on a few, was it last year?
2 years ago.
He has energy, he's excited, he's fun to watch, he's a good singer. Like I said, I hate people bash on Chris, what's his name, the co-play guy?
Yeah, lead singer, Chris something.
Anyway, I hate seeing anyone get bashed like that, but I wasn't excited to see them. Beyonce, she's talented, but it's not like I'm going, hey, it's Beyonce, I got to go see her. It's just, I'm more of old school. I'd rather see a rock group or something like that. Like Bruce Springsteen was good. The Who I liked. I'm still calling for Journey. I don't know why kids like Journey.
People are saying Journey, like it's in San Francisco. Well, in Santa Clara,
yeah,
the Bay. The Bay is there, you know, town.
By City by the Bay would have been a popular song, you know.
When the lights go down, even that's about L.A.
in the city. But it would have been a popular song to play there, and it would have been a popular choice.
Oh yeah, but again, I think that was more Steve Perry and Neil Sean had never worked out their ish. So
well. I think they could have got together for the Super Bowl.
I agree. But again, C. Perry is kind of a tool. So is Neil Sean. So
you don't know either one. You don't know this for a fact. You can't just be spreading.
I look at Neil Sean and I say, there's a tool. He tried to kick Santana out of Santana. That's kind of a tool. I'm sorry.
But I did make a comment on Twitter when they were showing the clips of all the people in the past.
Yeah.
I go, is it wrong that it makes me want to watch those groups and not the one that's on right now? I mean, really, I mean, why are you doing this?
Well, that's where it's just like honoring the past. I was like, okay, Beyonce was on there, Bruno Mars. I was like, let's get some like past people, you know?
Yeah.
Let's get a hologram of Michael Jackson up there. Come on, let's try something new.
Or Prince. Yeah. Prince was excellent on there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But it's, you know, 114 million people watched the game. How can you, it was huge and did everything it should, so. Anyway.
Anywho.
Next year's the Chargers year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Build that defense. Got the third pick of the draft. Don't screw it up.
What do you think? Defense or offensive line? I feel like we need a good, like...
It depends on who...
Hall of Fame offensive lineman.
It's whoever... If Cleveland chooses a quarterback, we should have our choice. Either because Tennessee, it depends on what Tennessee... There's a Joey Bosa from Ohio State, and there's an offensive lineman for... Mississippi State, I think. They say if Cleveland has a second pick, if they take a quarterback, which will be a bust, if they take a quarterback, then we'll have either Bosa or that offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, offensive lineman or defensive lineman?
As much as badly as we need offensive lineman, the Charger defense is so close to being great, and you watched them win yesterday. Our quarterback, Phil Rivers, is better than Peyton Manning is now. If you could just get some more pass rush in there, would make everybody better.
Ugh, but it's just like Rivers can't take beatings like he takes every. I mean, he's 30. Well, he's getting old.
He's 34. You got to. There's some centers out there you can pick. You got to get a center first. I don't care if you get a. If you don't get a new center, you have to get the center. But it's a tough. I'm glad it's not my decision. But it has to be an impact player. It can't be a, you know, project or something like that. It has to be a guy that can do the job, that can come in and start. He can't be a guy, oh, well.
So the Broncos have been to the Super Bowl 8 times. They've won 3 times. But they have half the Hall of Famers as the Chargers do.
Yeah.
Shake my head.
Chargers have had great players.
Oh, yeah.
Chargers should have been to more than one Super Bowl.
And that's our fate.
It is what it is.
And at the end of the day, I blame you. I blame you.
I would blame you, too, because after every season, I am Cam Newton at the Super Bowl press conference.
Yeah, that's how you do sulk for a week.
It's funny because, I like I said, I'm not going to bash Cam Newton. I said he didn't handle it right. He should have handled it better. But, you know, I don't even play in the game. And I've said openly that game against New England, I'm still not over. And at least for a week, I'm lucky I didn't stroke out during that game.
Absolutely.
I was so mad. So I can't even. I literally had veins probably popping out my neck and in my head because when Marlon Cree fumbled that ball, I was so mad. And I was sulking for a week.
Yep.
Literally just. And it's just a stupid game. a game I didn't even play in.
Yeah.
But I'm still bitter about it. And I had my hoodie on and just went, yep. Be at work? Nope. Yeah, whatever. Okay, I'm getting up. I'm leaving. I just leave the customer. The customer would go, I don't get this. What's he
his
doing?
Deal?
What's his deal, man?
Oh,
got
man.
Such an attitude.
All right, Action Jackson, are you ready for the five?
You're five, though.
You're asking me the questions, though, right?
Oh, I know. But I just wanted to say, hey, I've been watching Billions with the next James Bond.
He's too old. He can't be the James Bond.
Next James Bond?
Uh-huh.
This show's gotten really good. You should watch it. Billions.
I'm trying to get through Narcos right now so that we can do our binge watch about it.
Yeah, when are you going to be done with that? Because I have to go back and it's been like 6 months since I've watched
it. I'm getting through it. Why did you have to pick one that's like so slow? It's good, but it's slow.
What do you mean slow?
It's slow.
It's excellent.
It's good.
It's excellent.
Like every episode is like 54
minutes. I told you that was a problem with a binge watch podcast. It's hard to watch 11, 12, 13 episodes.
But if it's good, you binge it, man. You don't care. You just mainline it.
I did binge it. It's excellent television. You just don't like the fact you have to read the subtitles.
No, honestly, like, so I don't, my hearing's not the best, so I put subtitles on for most things when I watch it.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like, one, I can't have the TV on too loud anyway. If Zach's sleeping, that's when we usually watch TV. So if it's, you know, at normal time, I can't hear it that well. So I'll put on the subtitles that way.
Well, obviously, you don't watch any comedies because it's giving you, ha, ha, ha. You just woke Zach up again.
If we do comedies, I watch on the first level, the basement level. So that way.
All right. Okay.
There's enough space between us. But
you don't watch Blackish or Silicon Valley or.
Yeah.
That was a good commercial with the guy with Silicon Valley.
The shock top one.
I just like him, so it's...
Yeah, he's funny. He's in the new Deadpool movie. I'm trying to convince Colleen, because we got some babysitters for Valentine's Day. I'm trying to convince her so we can go see that movie after we go to dinner. But Deadpool. He's in Deadpool.
Deadpool. That's with
the Ryan Reynolds comic movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's doing another superhero, huh?
But this one I think is going to be really... It's Deadpool. He's kind of like a smart-ass, kind of funny...
Kind of his normal character he plays.
Yeah, it's to his type perfectly.
Because he was in the Green Lantern?
Yes.
Right? Oh, man. Okay.
But, hey, you know, sometimes they can play. Look at Chris Evans. He was in Fantastic Four as the Flame or whatever and Human Torch. And he's awesome as Captain America.
He was also in Not Another Teen Movie, which was fantastic. Which he should have won an Oscar for that one.
All right, well, let's get the five music going in here.
All right, let's do it.
The five questions for Jack. The five questions for Jack. What really say? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure, almost anything goes. The five questions for Jack.
All It is time to ask me the questions.
All right, five random questions.
All right.
I just looked them up today, and five random questions is out there.
Also, yeah, thanks for like stealing this segment for the Married Men Show. Like, don't think I didn't realize that you stole the five for. You just added one extra question to it and called it the six.
Six questions. it's six questions. It's a challenge, which you two just. I think it's better. Not only is it one more question, there isn't some dumb song that goes with it. And it's the tension in the room.
Yeah, it's true. Even though we're not in the same room, you can still feel the tension.
It's the only thing Dale cares about. And does Sometimes. He really care? Does he really care about that?
Yes.
I got a text. Oh, can't concentrate anymore.
Yeah, I think it's 50-50.
Whatever. Gotta go.
Oh man! All right. So what do you got?
At times, Dale is like Taffy is the Cam Newton.
It's true. Actually, there we go. Now we see why he's a Panthers fan.
He gets that look on his face. Well, he's no longer a Panther fan now.
Oh, good. He dropped.
I'm sure he's a Bronco fan now.
Well, you know, I like pot, and they sell pot in Colorado.
Colorado.
That's my team.
I don't get the, you know, when I was a kid, I didn't jump teams like that.
I feel like you do not do that. I feel like that.
When I was a kid, I did my favorite team was the Potter. I did like the Dolphins, and I liked the Chargers and the Dolphins. Because I liked Zonka, Greasy, Warfield, and Kick. And they were winning. So I guess that's why. But I was a big Dolphins fan, and I was always a Charger fan, but not like I am now. And I've always been a Padre fan. But I used to like the Oakland A's, the swinging A's back in the 70s when they were three World Series titles in a row and had all those players. But I was always I was like the only person in San Diego on my street and my school that was a Padre fan growing up in San Diego.
I'll tell you something.
So that shows you my dedication. Dedication.
Yeah, I mean, I like the A's. I like the California teams. I like the A's. I like the Angels. Hate the Dodgers. But again, my teams, Padres and the Chargers.
Yeah,
and hopefully, if it'd be bad if the Chargers did leave to L.A., it would give me a chance to just not have to be a fan of them anymore.
That's a crappy attitude, though.
It is. But it's just like... You're at that point in the relationship where, like, why am I still in this relationship? I'm in it because, you know, I guess I'm in it. I'm a committed.
We're going to couple counseling.
Yeah, I'm a committed individual. I said I'd be in this relationship, so I'm not going to just back out.
What have you guys done for me? What have you done for me? This is what I've done for you. Look at my hair.
And I give and I give and I give and I get nothing back.
Look at my hairline. Look at me.
That's what I'm saying.
This
I feel
is what
like
you've done to me.
It's a bad. If I was in couples counseling, like I feel, or just counseling, I feel like the counselor would tell me, like, you need to get out of this relationship. Like, if I had friends, I'd be like, this is a bad relationship, man. You need to get out of it, man. This is just not working for you, man.
You need to move on.
Yeah.
Life is too short. And it really is. Life is too short. But, you know, there's been good times. Cooper drives the boat, Chief. You're American.
Oh, yeah.
Cooper, every time he had a tackle. Cooper drives the boat, Chief. That's what we had. People like going,
we had that.
We have Tom Brady's all these rings. We had this free.
That's the problem. Chargers, the Chargers have never put a ring on it. That's what it is.
If you like me, man, put a ring on it. <That's>
what, you know, they're that, you know, it's like I've given, I give, and I give, and they're not, you know, going all the way.
Yeah, where's your commitment?
Yeah.
I've been putting out. Where's the ring, man?
I got to know right now before we go any further.
Do you love me?
Will you win a goddamn Super Bowl?
Nope.
Like, it's the equivalent of, like, the lazy spouse that just sits on the couch, doesn't go out to get a job, or just maybe...
The Chargers are the fat bum, drinking beer, doesn't shave, has that white beater, white t-shirt on with the big gut hanging out, keeps yelling at us to get. That's you're right. That's the Chargers.
But you know, there's those moments, right, where it's just like, oh, I remember why I love you now.
Yeah.
And then he'll propose to me one day. He'll propose.
Look at LT run. Look at him run. It's so fun to watch him run. Oh, but we lost. Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh, Gates is a fantastic. Oh, wait, no. No, everything's going good. You love me. You love me. Norv Turner. Why? I give and I give and I give. Stop! It's funny, I was talking about my hairline. The picture I posted, me and you.
Yeah.
From my thing. This guy the ref with goes, because he doesn't have any hair either. So he goes, I goes, how? I go, I no, this, I showed him the picture. He goes, no, really, give me a picture. That's, he goes, that's not you. I go, no, that's me. That's what I, he goes, he, I go, yeah, I know I didn't age well. I go, but that's me.
And we, we called you Baldy back then.
I know.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah, I had.
I mean, it was receding a little bit, but we used to like make fun of you back then.
Yeah, but now it's
we were
it's,
jerks. I will admit.
I know. You guys were the Chargers.
Yeah. But you know what I've seen? Have you? It's been going around the internet, and they have. And I wanted to send you a video, see if you would do it. If we can even film it, but it's certain it's like a weave, but for guys, where if they're bald, it's like they'll put it on. It's like a wig. Yeah, it's like a wig, but it's how they do it, and it looks pretty legit. And
so
I wonder if you would do
hair?
It. Well, it's fake hair. Yeah, have you seen, like, girls that do a weave, like, they have short hair and they put the thing on so it makes it look like they have long hair?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, but it's for guys that are bald and they put it on and it looks real hair.
What's it going to stick to?
Your head, like your bare head.
Oh,
so
okay,
they put, like, an adhesive.
I was going to say, a weave has to weave into your hair.
That's true. It's not really that. But it's like a long, moppy wig thing and they paste it on and then they cut it with your regular hair. So it kind of looks like real hair.
So I could walk around with it's a toupee, but it's a wig.
But it looks good. It's not like a John Travolta toupee. It actually looks like it's your actual hair.
Hey, did you watch the O.J. Simpson thing?
I want to. We have the FX now. I'm going to watch it when I get through Narcos, but it looks good.
Yeah, I did watch the first episode. All right, so you want me to wear a wig?
I'm just saying, I think it would be interesting to see. Like, you know, I think you should be true to who you are.
Maybe we could do it for a married man show.
Yeah, I think that, you know, see if we can find a place that does it.
If I could get my hair back, I've said this 1,000 times, I would do it.
Yeah.
If I could afford it. I mean, I'd just be like, I don't want to be like Joe Biden, though.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead and do the effort, and it still doesn't take.
Yeah, it's a risk you take.
I mean, Joe's a good guy, but nothing worse than getting the plugs and having them still fall out.
Yeah.
You get your hopes up. And then you're
bald. Like the doctor goes, I'm sorry. They're just not taking root.
No! Why? You know, maybe Ben Carson becomes the Charger coach.
It's time to run out of the tunnel.
Yeah, tunnel. Ben, we're going out. Nope. I'm good right here.
All right, questions. What do you got for me?
That was funny. And I'm not picking on one party or the other. It was hilarious. Let's see. Question number one. Who was the halftime performers for Super Bowl 47?
50. So 3 Super Bowls ago, right? 4 Super Bowls ago?
I'm not doing the math for you.
Performers, you said?
Performers. Need them both for the win.
47. Well, okay, can you tell me the team that played?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on. You remember.
Let's see. This year we had Denver, Carolina. Last year was Seattle, New England. The year before was
Seattle, Denver.
Seattle, Denver. And the year before that was, wait, so we had 48.
Oh, was that the Ravens?
Ravens, San Francisco.
That was Madonna, wasn't it? Madonna.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
Beyonce and Destiny's Child.
Ah, okay.
Remember Beyonce? They blamed her for the power going out.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
I figured once you figured out the game that you would figure out the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think Madonna was on before that. But yeah, okay.
Since you're a music, you have a music degree, right?
Well, no. I finished with a history degree, but I had mostly a music degree.
But music is your thing, so I figured I'd give you a couple easy music questions. You already failed on one. What was Elvis's middle name?
Oh, God. It's probably like funny Southern name.
It is not.
Elvis is already a funny name.
It's not a funny Southern name. And Elvis, it's a name.
Okay, it's a name.
It's a name of a relative. One of your relatives has this name for their middle name. Elvis's middle name. I'm giving a hint. I shouldn't even do that.
Huh. Elvis Ray Presley.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Elvis Aaron Presley.
Ah, oh, I knew that. I knew that. Okay.
I thought that was an easy one, to be honest
with
you. Yeah. All right, here's one. It's still music.
Okay.
You're a big Led Zeppelin fan, right?
Fairly, yeah.
Which German count invented the Zeppelin? I need the full answer on this one.
Well, in all, it's Zeppelin is her last name, so. Baron von Zeppelin.
Baron von Zeppelin?
Yeah.
So close. Count von Zeppelin.
Ah, okay.
Count von Zeppelin. You said you were close, though.
I know. See? That's
you know what?
You're a band.
You said von. I'm going to give you a point.
Woohoo!
I'm just so nice.
So gracious.
Cam Newton.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to say Marty Schottenheimer. Peyton Manning were both number one overall picks.
Yes.
In the draft.
Yep.
What year were both of them drafted?
Well, it's 13 years apart. I remember that one. Well, I know Cam was 2011. So, yeah, was it 13 years? So 98 and 2011?
You are correct.
Whew.
Who was drafted second in 1998?
Ugh. Do we talk about more about the Chargers just break our hearts? Ryan Leaf.
You see, he's clean and sober.
He's been clean and sober a couple times. Let's see how long it lasts.
He's clean and sober. I'll cut him some slack. People said, should we still hate him? No, why do you still hate him? But he said in an interview, he just did an interview with San Diego reporters. He said, I had to hit rock bottom. Some people don't have to do that.
Okay, but you're telling me he hasn't, he's hit rock bottom several times.
But he said this was the time. This was the time. Hey, you got to hope he can, come on, we're all human.
Yes, I agree. But if I had to tell you the amount of times I've read an article about Ryan Leaf's turning his life around.
I'm pulling for him, even though he's the worst draft choice in the history of football.
I remember there was a Sports Illustrated with Ryan Leaf on the cover.
Yeah.
It's when they had that great preseason when they won all four games. And they're like, all right, Ryan Leaf's turning a corner.
There was someone in my house saying, this guy's the real deal. And
wow.
That was me.
You said that?
I said it.
Wow.
I wanted him over Peyton Manning. Everyone said he was going to be better than Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was the choker. Peyton Manning could never win the big one in Tennessee. Ryan Leaf could throw the ball 70 yards standing still. He was amazing, but I didn't know he had a 2-cent head.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had all these issues. I said I was so happy when Manning went to the Colts. We got Leaf. We got chargered.
No, what happened was we got Gladfeltered on that one.
We did. It was my fault.
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
You wanted it, and that's what happened.
I did. I put
it out there in the universe. Like, all right, well, let's give Jack what he wants. You know,
he's had a rough life. You know, he's losing his hair. Oh, by then it was gone. We're in 98. Yeah, it was gone.
Yeah, but you held on, tried to hold on for a while.
I don't like to shave my head. I just wish it would all fall out.
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
Anyway, this is for the win.
All right.
Since I gave you the Von Zeppelin one.
Okay.
What was the number on Herbie the Love Bug?
Shnikes.
What was his number? His racing number.
It's 5 or 53 or 52.
I'm not talking about the ones with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, I think it's the same number.
Probably is.
I'm seeing it in my mind. I'm going to say 53. I feel like it's 53.
Final answer.
Final answer.
53 is it.
I had to go to my mind palace on that one.
Your photographic memory.
Yep.
Well, there you go. You won the 5.
Ha ha. That's a good way to close it out. All right. Well, that is good. Anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
That's it.
All right.
I hope it snows Friday.
I have to go rub my wife's feet and massage her back to thank her for letting me record tonight.
I thought you lost a bet.
No. I'm just trying to be a better spouse than the Chargers are to me. So
that's true. It's really not hard.
No, but You basically have to just show up and act like you care. At this point, like, that's where it is in the relationship now. At this point, it's like, I don't care. Just stay. Just stay. I don't care. You can be crappy still. Just stay.
Go
don't
ahead.
Don't leave me. I'll pay for the stadium. I'll pay for your car. You can, yeah. you have to pay rent. You just stay here.
I'll pay double. I guess paying for the stadium wouldn't be like alimony, wouldn't it?
I guess. But no, it's literally, if the city pays for the stadium, it's literally that spouse, that boyfriend that just like lives in the girlfriend's house. He doesn't pay any rent.
No, it's being married without benefits.
Yeah.
To pay for the stadium.
That's a loveless marriage. I'm here for the kids. I'm not. Oh, once they're 18, God. I'm out of here.
Yeah. They never leave. Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Oh, man. All right, guys. We're going to be recording. Let's see. What are we else recording? I think we're recording a preview show for Survivor tomorrow, talking about the new cast.
What time are we doing that tomorrow? Because I can do Downton Abbey tomorrow, too.
Usual 8 o'clock, probably, if that works for
okay.
you.
Okay.
We also got to record a Leftovers podcast because we recorded with the wonderful actress that played Evangeline, or Evie.
Well, I wasn't there, but I'm sure the interview was great.
But we also have some listener feedback from Leftovers we're going to be putting out there.
I would have been there, but I was in where there's no internet.
Again, it was that city that just does nothing but... Don't we have spent internet all... here?
We spent all the money on a football stadium. We had no internet.
Oh, man.
That the library.
And then we're also gearing up to get our next binge watch about Narcos out there,
which Jay hates.
No, I like it. I do like it. It's just it's starting out a little slow.
What episode are you on?
The third episode.
The third episode?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong. It's good.
You were supposed to watch this like a month ago. You're on the third episode?
Well, yeah, what do you want me to tell you? I had to travel. I had work to do.
What's the point of binge watch? What does that mean to you?
I've been binge watching it this week.
I've been watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I think the episode where they try out for the Eagles.
Oh, my God. Might
have been my favorite episode. That was so funny. I woke your mom up laughing.
Have you gotten to one where they do a Lethal Weapon sequel?
I haven't done that one, but I did do the one where the mom dies.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just... It's so bad, it's funny.
Yes.
Oh, but they have what's-his-name on there, the guy from Seventh Heaven, and it's like, hey, okay, that's... He should have really been playing the bad guy.
Yeah, him and Mike Scoopin could have done it together.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude, that guy. Oh, my God, jeez.
I know. Well, people suck. What do you want me to tell you?
God. Thank God I'm just a Charger fan.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. We'll see you guys next show this week.
If you'd like to support this show.
That's right. You can do that over at patreon.com/JayandJack. And join all the patrons. We have over 120 patrons that contribute to the show and make this show possible. So thank you to all of them. And especially Eckhart Richter and Tack from Tokyo. Big thanks to you guys for making this show possible and all of our patrons. If you'd like to see a list of all of our patrons, you can check that out at jayandjack.com. As well, become a patron today for either $1 or up to $500 if you are so inclined over at Patreon, patreon.com/jayandjack. All right, guys. With that, we'll see you next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.